This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin from the 21st of next month. This came in the backdrop of opposition parties' demand to convene a special session of Parliament to discuss Operation Sindoor. Talking to media in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the session will conclude on the 12th of August. This will be the first Parliament session after Operation Sindoor, which was launched by India following the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack in which 25 Indians and one Nepali citizen were killed. The government today said it is working on building a consensus among all political parties to initiate the process to bring an impeachment motion against former Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. A large stash of cash was recovered from the official residence of Justice Yashwant Verma in New Delhi a few months ago. Talking to media in the national capital, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju stated that any discussion on corruption, whether in the judiciary or elsewhere, must be approached with the nation's best interests in mind.
The impeachment motion against Justice Yashwant Verma is a matter related to the corruption in judiciary. So there is no scope for any politicking. There is no scope for taking separate political positions for every party. So we would like to have a united stand. The parliament as a whole will have to come together to discuss this matter.
The government has decided to conduct population census in 2027 in two phases, along with the enumeration of castes. The reference date for the census will be the 1st of March 2027. In a statement, the Union Home Ministry said the reference date for Ladakh and the non-synchronous snowbound areas of Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand will be the 1st of October 2026. The notification for the intent of conducting population census with these reference dates is likely to be published in the Official Gazette on the 16th of this month. The last census was conducted in 2011 in two phases. India has cautioned the Asian Development Bank ADB regarding the possibility of misuse of its resources on extending any form of financial support to Pakistan. Sources said that New Delhi has shared deep concern regarding the potential misuse of ADB resources, particularly in the light of Islamabad's increasing defence expenditure, its declining tax-to-GDP ratio, and the lack of demonstrable progress on key macroeconomic reforms. In Karnataka, the celebrations for the first-ever IPL victory of the Royal Challengers Bengaluru turned tragic, as at least 7 persons were killed and 24 others injured following a stampede near the Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The stampede took place when thousands of fans attempted to enter the stadium in a hurry from various gates. The injured have been shifted to a nearby hospital. The Karnataka government had earlier cancelled the victory parade from Vidhan Sauda to Chinnaswamy Cricket Stadium, citing security reasons. In Madhya Pradesh, 9 persons were killed and 2 others injured after a cement-laden trailer truck overturned on a van in Chabuar district late last night. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the accident in Chabuar. He announced an ex gratia from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for those injured. Chief Minister Mohan Yadav has announced a relief package of 2 lakh rupees each for the families of the deceased and 50,000 each to the injured. The Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Stroop has announced his resignation following the decision of far-right Party for Freedom to quit the coalition government. Speaking at a press conference in The Hague, Mr. Stroop said he will formally submit his resignation to the King today. Snapping their 3-day losing streak, benchmark domestic equity indices closed with gains today. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, climbed 261 points to settle at 80,998. The National Stock Exchange's Nifty 50 rose 78 points to end at 24,620. And with that, we end this news bulletin.